Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is now 8:08 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited about our next guest. I've been reading about him, and it's almost 3 weeks and ticking with no Speaker of the House in Washington, D.C. Last week's ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, well, closed the House of Representatives to any new business, and it remains that way tonight. One half of the nation's most important lawmaking body is in quicksand, with Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan failing in their attempts to lead the majority party. Now Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is amongst the latest round of candidates. Well, to talk about all of this, the simple question, where does it go from here? We welcome Carleton College political science professor emeritus Stephen Scheer on the program to dive into that and so much more. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
My goodness, there's a lot going on in our world, and it doesn't seem to be healing the nation. We are so at odds, as you know. And I'm just curious to know, when you think about political science today and all that is going on with just the speaker, and here we are without one, what does that mean for our future in the next 30 days?
That, you know, that's an imponderable, I have to tell you, because each day is a surprise in the U.S. House of Representatives, and we're in for more surprises this week. So trying to figure out what happens in 30 days is a very good question. However, by November 17th, we are looking at a government shutdown if the House is not acting on important spending legislation. So one would hope that all this problem with the House Republicans would get resolved before then. But, boy, they haven't shown much of a record of being able to unify, have they?
No, not at all. And how are the Democrats doing? Are they doing enough?
Well, they're unified. That is certainly the case. And I think they would be willing to elect a speaker on a bipartisan vote. But what they would ask in return is probably what Republicans would not accept. And that's why we're stuck with Republicans trying to figure this out amongst themselves. And so far, they haven't.
So are there no ways of saying to our government, right, to saying to the Democrats and the Republicans, we have to do this. This is mandatory. This is part of us saying that we're going to pay our bills, so we're not going to stop the government. We're going to do this. We're going to get all this stuff done. We don't even hear that anymore.
Well, I'm pretty sure some Republicans in their own caucus, and I think a lot of Democrats amongst themselves are saying exactly that. But there are a lot of other representatives in the U.S. House who think differently, and that's why we are where we are.
Thinking differently is not enough, is it?
No, it's not.
No, sir.
Well, it's enough to prevent anything from happening. We know that.
Yeah, and this happened before and again and again and again. Where and who? Who is the person that should step forward and go, this has to stop now? I mean it. Let's stop now. And just do it.
Well, I don't know. That sort of person has to have the ability to act on that judgment and get others to follow him or her. And right now, I can't identify who that person would be.
I can't either. However, there are other people that are in on all of this. We may not know who they are. Maybe they're just standing behind one of the leaders. But the bottom line is there are other voices that are being heard. And maybe we shouldn't have that. Maybe it should only be the Republicans and the Democrats that are talking this through. It's not enough to just say, well, hey, we lost today. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's what's been happening. And right now, there are 9 declared candidates for speaker in the House Republican caucus. Now, how you get from 9 candidates to one who gets basically unanimous support, all but 4 or 5 Republicans on the House floor, is something I cannot answer, because it's getting even more fragmented at this point. So Tom Emmer's got plenty of competition.
Yeah.
for the position.
But I will say that fragmentation can destroy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
absolutely.
how do we make sure that they all know and understand that the American people do not deserve this? We're not the ones causing this. This is our leaders. And it's all about leadership, period, in our country. It's all about leadership. So then where do we go? Where is there an opening that you see for us in the future?
Well, I think what you have to, it all depends on who your leaders are and whether they are able to reach across the aisle and come to accommodations. Joe Biden, throughout much of his career, was able to do that. I think Kevin McCarthy was able to do that a few weeks ago, getting a bipartisan vote on a spending bill. But that also sank him with his caucus. So there are people who want to do that and have the skills to do that. The question is if they can move those people who are obstructing all that out of the way. And that is very hard right now for any of them to do.
You remember when there was a time when we talked about dark money a lot?
Yes.
And that it was infiltrating our Congress. It was infiltrating the leaders. And we didn't know quite what to do at that time. Is dark money still involved?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of money circulating in a variety of ways that really is very hard to find out about and to create accountability for. And so you know, that can have an effect on particular legislators at particular times. And yeah, it's a problem. And the problem really is that the whole situation is so complicated that so many Americans simply tune out. You know, oh, I can't put up with this. Oh, I'd rather do something else. And of course, that is what I would call enabling behavior.
Right.
You let them get away with it.
Right. Exactly. So here's the thing. If we can't get it done, what can we do?
Well, I think it all comes down to the ballot box. You have to basically you have to pick a team because politics is a team sport. You can't so many people vote for individuals, but really it's a collective enterprise, and you need to find a team that can work effectively together. And right now, it doesn't look like the Republicans are that team, does it, in the U.S. House, certainly.
Right.
And
this
is a real change from, say, 20 years ago. It used to be said that Democrats would form a circular firing squad because there were so many factions within the Democratic Party. Well, what now? You see the Democrats very unified on policy and Republicans splintered internally. That really makes it hard for any Republican group to effectively govern.
What I hear you say is that we are at a point in our world in our lives, that if we don't fix this, if we don't have the leader, if we don't make sure that we care about who becomes the leader, because that's a real question for me. There are people who vote for folks they know they shouldn't be voting for. They know it, but they do it anyway. Why? They know that we're going to hurt. We are going to hurt the American people. We are hurting. So then where do we go from here? How do we make sure we come together in some way? I don't care if it's a smaller group of us that are Dems and Republicans that come together and say enough is enough. But I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I do think that there are politicians who want to reach across the aisle. And the problem is that they are at risk with their own parties in doing that. Because if you reach across the aisle, you'll probably get an opponent in a primary election who is opposed to that approach. Will get a lot of money from extreme interests and may end your congressional career. And as long as that threat is out there, you've got a lot of people who are scared to act. But what we have to do as voters is reward cooperation. Working well with others is my grade school report card said. We have to look for that. We have to reward it. And we have to facilitate it with our votes.
Here's the thing, then. We know that this has been happening almost every, year? The government, you know, they're stopping everything and saying, nope, nope, no, we ought to do this first. And we keep having this problem over and over. It's like a bad nightmare.
Yeah.
So then where do we start again? Who do we go to and say, it's enough. We're going to stop this mess right now and we're going to gather together and figure it out. And when I say figure it out, actually come up with the right idea to move America forward, because we're not moving forward in so many ways.
Yeah, that's true. And I think you have to take ideas from each party. You know, it's clear we have to cut some spending, but it's also clear we have to raise some taxes. Okay.
Right.
Democrats will raise taxes. Republicans will cut spending. But they've got to come together and put together a package, because we cannot put this huge debt on future generations. I don't like what's happening to my daughter's future.
Right. And same thing with my grandchildren. I always say to them, you have a lot to do in life. So even though you are young, stay clear on what it is that you are supposed to do in order to help save the world. And it's these young people that are going to do it, because the adults don't seem to know how to do it.
Well, I do think we need generational change. I mean, we've got some, let's be honest, some very aged people in both parties sort of dominating the discussion. And we need fresh ideas, and I think fresh ideas are more likely to come from people who have not been in the public eye for decades.
Can you just say that generational word again? Say that whole thing again.
Oh, well, I think that if people who have been in public life for many, many years are really dug in. You know, they're in the trenches. They're less likely to be flexible. They figured it all out for themselves.
Right.
Where do you get fresh ideas? You get them from new people quite frequently. And generational is going to happen, but it certainly has taken a long time. You know, we've got people who are who have been in public life since the 1970s, who are still running our country. And there's a whole bunch of young, thoughtful and more energetic people out there in both parties who need to be heard from.
I believe they need to be heard from. However, there are new people that are being injected into our Congress. And the problem is they're not doing anything to help. So we need
people. No, they're bomb throwers. Yeah.
Yeah, bomb throwers. Exactly. They'll say one thing. Oh, we're going to do this for the American people. And then the American people go, what? What? You haven't done anything. Not for us.
Yeah.
You know, but the wealthy are getting plenty of it, right? There's that argument. So I guess I keep asking for, not just for me or for my children, but for my grandchildren specifically, because I am concerned about their future when those that have our future in their hands have no clue how to start. They just don't seem to know where to begin.
Well, I do think a lot of people who have a lot in terms of wealth and power need to give up some of that now so that future generations can have a better opportunity than it looks like they'll have. But boy, it's sure that the politics of that's very difficult.
Right. You know? Right. And a better opportunity. How do we even define it today?
Yeah, exactly. And there is a complicating factor here, which is that there's so much noise now in our culture through social media and so forth that distraction is a huge problem. People get distracted from our problems, and our problems are severe, but it's easy to be distracted now by all of the gadgets, shall we say, and toys that we have that are constantly demanding the attention of people. That's why the thing I worry about with young Americans is them not paying attention because they're so distracted. And I can see why they would be, you know, with all the social media out there.
Right. I remember, and I'm sure you remember as well, not so long ago when Clinton was president, and it was Nelson Mandela who got up to speak at an event that I was at, and I will never forget the power of that man and his speaking. And he said, what difference does it make if he's having an affair with a young woman? That's between he and his wife. Why are we talking about it? Why is it in the newspaper? Why is it on television? He went on and on to let us know it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sat up and went, that's exactly what this is. It's ridiculous. This man has been through hell and back, Nelson Mandela.
That's a fact.
Right? And then to stand before us and tell us it's ridiculous that America is doing this. That is between the Clinton and his wife. Mm-hmm. That's what that's about. And when I remember hearing that, and when he walked past me, it felt like, you know, a spirit walked past me. It was amazing.
Well, and that's an example of the politics of distraction, and it's practiced constantly now. And the new technologies and the social media really facilitate that. Disinformation is all over the place. People believing things that really aren't true and spreading those messages all over the place. It's just very confusing, I'm sure, for a lot of young people to even make sense of any of it.
So where do you think AI will land for all of us?
Well, I'm not too optimistic.
No, me either.
I'm overloaded already. I don't need AI. You know, in fact, when I turn on my computer, I get a little AI window.
Yeah.
I never go near it. No,
never.
I'm not going to talk to you. No.
Right.
I got enough to deal with without you appearing in my life.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm enjoying being a human. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So as we look forward to the future that's coming up for our, you know, a speaker, do you think it's going to happen quickly or do you think it's going to take time?
Oh, I think, I think it will take time because there's so many entrenched processes that are operating in our politics now that you're not going to turn things and move things in a dramatic direction very easily. But eventually, we do have to make those moves, and they're going to have to be dramatic because we're not on a course that is sustainable, you know, just in terms of dollars and cents. We're going to have to change the way we do government business in a fundamental way. And that is controversial, and it will offend people in both parties, but it has to happen.
Well, I have to tell you, I want the best that we can get. The best speaker that we can get. I don't want Steve Scalise. I don't want Jim Jordan. And the whole thing with Jim Jordan is that he has, you know, this really incredible relationship with Trump. And
yeah.
I just feel like that's not where I want us to go. I want us to come together and do it.
It's interesting that Trump opposes Tom Emmer for speaker. And the reason he does is that Emmer is the highest ranking Republican in the House who voted in favor of certifying Joe Biden's election in 2020, which, of course, Trump didn't want. And that may be a big problem for Emmer as he tries to become speaker.
Who do you want for speaker?
Oh, there are nine of them. Most of them I don't really know. You know, I'm looking at the list right here.
Give us the list of the declared candidates.
It's not clear to me that any of these people is a solution to this big problem.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It's a gigantic problem. And you have definitely landed for us some sense of what that really means, because we really need to be paying attention. We don't want just anybody becoming speaker. We want someone who really cares about this country, who knows about this country, and wants to make a better difference for our country.
Yes.
So I'm not sure where we begin or where we end, but I do know that I love this country, and I know so many Americans that love this country as well. Where are we going to go? we really don't have a place to go. So we might as well get it right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We better do it by when.
We have so many problems on our doorstep right now.
We do. We do. But if this is going to happen, we need a speaker. How soon do we need to get it?
Oh, we need one soon. And, you know, if they could find someone who could do the job competently this week, the country'd be better off. But I'm not making any bets. No money's being put down on that proposition.
Well, we've had a great speaker before in this country, and we will have it again. I just pray that this is the truth in my own head, in my own heart. So I keep trying to be optimistic, sir, and I hope you will, too.
Well, what's the alternative?
Yeah, exactly. We've already had some of that.
I don't need more darkness. Thank you very much.
That is so true, sir. You should put that on a card or something somewhere. That's a great statement. Thank you. Stephen Scheer, we really appreciate you joining us. Of course, you are a Congdon Professor of Political Science Emeritus at Carleton College. I love that school, by the way. And I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. I hope I can call on you again.
Yes, I was happy to do it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Take care. All right, as everyone is paying attention and you're listening and you're learning from all of this, just like I am, don't get discouraged. Know that you have the power to make decisions, and those decisions can be great decisions. They don't have to be those decisions where you go, well, I'm not quite sure. Be sure. Be sure of who you're voting for. Be sure you read about them. Find out who they are, what they've done, where they've been. That's what we need, right, to really inject for people to really say, okay, we're going to put this into this country and we're going to make sure we do something that is right. And not just right for one or the other, but right for all. How about that? All right. You've heard us talk about it. Coming up next, we're going to have at 8:35 Gianna Kordatsky, and we're going to talk about something that's funny and wonderful and specifically for children. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. We've talked about politics enough tonight, and I know it can be difficult, but please pay attention. Please know who you're voting for. Please look into there. It's not just about family pictures of these people who are running. No, find out where they've been, what they've done, what they know, how they've interjected themselves into the American way. And that way, you have something to live on. You have something you can start with. The information that you will need, because that's how bad it is. We all need to figure out what it is we need, why we need it, and when do we need it, period. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is now 8:34 here at WCCO. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for sticking and staying with Steel Talking right here at WCCO Radio. All right, Gianna Kordaski, I hope I got that right. She's the co-founder of Family Fun Twin Cities LLC, and it's amazing because they've been around for quite a while, and they are the ones that really talk about what's happening in October, November, December, and I'm excited to talk to Gianna Kordaski. Why? Because Halloween is just around the corner. Are you looking for a fun, family-oriented event outside of trick-or-treating? I am so happy to hear that question. You know, let the website Family Fun Twin Cities be your guide. They welcome the site's co-founder, or tonight we welcome the site's co-founder, Gianna, and Gianna, back on the program to tell us about some of the events that you and your young ones can look forward to during this festive season. And she joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Gianna?
I'm great, and you got my name perfect.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, every time you're on with me, I stumble over that Kordaski, especially, right? So it's really great to have you join us tonight. You know, Family Fun Twin Cities has been around for a while now. How long has it been in play?
We have been around now for over 10 years, which we are thrilled and excited and also a little, like, shocked that we've been able to make it last this long, but also at the same time, not shocked at the same time.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, what I was really happy about in reading about what you were going to talk about tonight is that question that says, are you looking for a fun, family-oriented event outside of trick-or-treating? A lot of parents are nervous. You know, remember the years when people would put needles and, you know, candy around the country, but not necessarily here. But trick-or-treating, you got to go up to someone's house. You don't know sometimes who these people are. So I'm curious to know why you're looking at it this way, because I'm thrilled that you're mentioning this.
Well, it gets kind of cold, for one thing. Like, just a simple basic thing. A lot of times it gets cold, even when it's, even if the day itself is slightly warm, which we all know there's a chance that it could be cold or warm. By the time the sun is down, it's kind of chilly and it's kind of a short-lived activity. But if we can find things to do in our costumes without a winter jacket, hat, and boots on, all the better. And that's just like the first part. Also, sometimes it's not easy to be outside in the dark with just like a glow stick wrapped around your neck, right? Like, it's kind of dangerous. It's not terribly dangerous, but it might make you feel a little easier if you're not running around in the complete dark with just a glow stick on your child's costume.
Nick, yeah, I see what you're saying. Although some parents say they love that glow strip because, you know, the children love to run and the parents are not always able even to pay attention to what they're doing or where they're moving. So those lights around their necks can sometimes really be a godsend, you know, that you can notice your children. Yeah, because it glows their faces a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It is definitely the way to go, to have those. But sometimes, like, I remember my little kids, when my kids were little, just, keeping up with them was hard, and I would just be really nervous if a car went past and we were on a street corner.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
So I don't mind seeing that on them. Now, you got to tell me, what are some of the events that you and your young ones can look forward to during this festive season?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what's kind of nice is that Halloween is on a Tuesday. So there's kind of the Twin Cities and the surrounding area has been really excited for a long time of celebrating Halloween. And so when it's close to a weekend, but not necessarily on a weekend, it kind of extends that celebration. So you can find things on Saturday. You can find things on Sunday. There are a few things on Monday. And then, of course, the regular Halloween events that you're used to probably on Halloween.
Right. So they would have to go to your website, of course, which is www.familyfuntwincities.com. So if you want more information on that, help me understand this, okay, Gianna?
Okay.
Halloween is on a Tuesday. What exactly does Halloween mean to Minnesotans, especially when it comes to children and families?
I think it's one of those times where Minnesota gets out and is the most neighborly. Honestly, I think we use Halloween as a good reason to get out with our communities, see people that we know, see people that we don't know, get to.
But how do you know who they are with their costumes on? I mean, come on.
Well, yes, you've got that going for you. That is true. But even if you don't, maybe you can act like you want to act when you don't get to wear a costume. I don't know. But there's something fun about just being outside and either being outside or in a party together. And if you have, if you have some good neighbors, they love to see the kids all dressed up in their costumes. They love to see the kids saying trick or treat, which can I say something about how we have decided that the polite thing to do at a door is to say trick or treat. I think that's so funny because it used to be like at the very beginning, trick or treat was kind of a warning. Like you either need to give me a treat or I'm going to do a trick on you.
Right.
And now we're like, be polite, say trick or treat. I just think it's funny. I think it's so funny.
It can be funny. And then other times people say, like when people get tissued, you know, the tissue paper that they get all over the house and the trees and everything, they get really frustrated because it's so hard to bring it down, especially if it rains, right?
Right.
So Halloween, you know, even with the children's how they decide or what they decide to put on to get out and get the candy, some of it is absolutely adorable, but yet we also see things that are a little troubling sometimes to the parents. And they wonder, well, why did that child put that on? Why would the parent put that on that child? You remember when we used to have, you know, all of these really famous leaders in our country, they would decorate and decorate their houses or whatever and make sure that the children could come and get candy, that sort of thing. Well, now, you know, parents don't even trust the candy. They have to look through the candy to make sure that it's okay. Are you ever concerned about that?
I haven't been because we tend to go trick-or-treating with people we know.
Okay.
To houses that we know. And I think that's kind of your, that's a good rule of thumb. Try to stick with people you know. Or events of places like we have on our site. There's a ton of events. Like a ton of events that the community is putting on for your kids to be safe. There's lots of churches out there that do trunk or treating. There's lots of parks out there that are doing like parties in the park, costume parties, and then they have candy available, you know, those kinds of things. So I think if you either stick with people you know or go to an event that is put on for the purpose of a community, whether it's like the overall Twin Cities community or your neighborhood community, I think that's a safe place to start.
Okay. So then if you have been doing this for a long time, are there other things that you find out about that are disconcerting? And I'm wondering if you reach out to the parents that are on your website and let them know, hey, just to let you know, we've heard now about this, so be careful.
Yes. Yes, we do definitely. If somebody gives us like a heads up about something, we definitely throw it out there on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, a place where the parents will see it on social media or will, you know, make a note like a highlighted area saying this is an event that we heard about and this is what we've heard about this event. We don't get very many of those. If we tend to not put it on if we feel funny about it. But if we have put it on and people have said there's a problem with this, please know this and let your readers know that, we do that.
Okay, so you're very cautious about what the neighbors are saying, what people in the area are saying about that. And they'll come forward to you and say, nah, that didn't work out for us. And then what do you do? Yep. What do you replace it with? Do you go to the neighbors and say, okay, tell me what you think we should do?
You know, usually there's so many things going on in the Twin Cities that if we don't include 100% of the things we can not include everything and still have plenty of things for people to choose from.
Yeah.
So it generally isn't a huge issue at all.
Not at all. Well, I tell you, Halloween is around the corner. I have not seen. Usually, the children would try to put their costumes on and run outside and show some people in the neighborhood, right, where people really know each other. And it's really adorable. Also, there are lots of parents who are very skeptical, you know, who say, I want to be with my children, and I don't have time to stop with your children and introduce them because we just want to make sure our children are safe. I mean, really, I've heard this before. And that's got to be really difficult for the parents who want to come out and then say, yeah, but some of the neighbors are nervous and scared about certain things. So how do you encourage them?
Well, I understand being nervous about things because Halloween is not my favorite holiday at all because I am a scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of everything. There's like a car wash in our area that's doing this tunnel of terror thing where, we were in there today, not during the terror time, but I just kept picturing what was happening in this car wash, what would be happening. So I understand being uneasy about Halloween. I would say my big thing about doing things with your kids is you don't have to do it perfectly. You don't have to do it all. You can have a small little party at your house, or you can go to a friend's house. You can say we're going to go to four houses, these two on our side of the street and those two on that side of the street, right? Like, keep it small, keep the expectations to a minimum for your kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can have fun with just a little bit of Halloween fun, right? You don't need to do it all.
Okay, so you don't let your children get scared.
No, oh no, 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 no. We're going to sleep on Halloween night without any nightmares.
There you go. Last question for you. What type of movies do you allow them to watch during Halloween?
If anything is too scary for their mother, they're not allowed to watch it. And I am a scaredy
really?
Cat.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
there are movies out there that children are watching. And I've said to parents before on this station, you know, please be careful what you show your children, what they watch on television, and sit and watch with them. Because there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there that they should not be watching. And that is my personal opinion about that. So I just hope that, you know, you work really hard to make sure that they have things to do in October, especially when it comes to Halloween and how safe it needs to be. And what you believe other parents would say, okay, I can handle that, or I can see them in this costume, that sort of thing. So thank you for what you do. I wonder, do you do the same thing for Christmas?
Not allow them to watch scary Christmas movies? No, I'm just kidding.
There are some, you know, there are some. Bad Santa. Yeah, come on now.
Yes, we do the same thing for Christmas. Our site is covered with Christmas activities in November and December, just packed with all kinds of Christmas things. But we, like I said, we don't think you should try to do it all. We just want you to know what's out there so that you can pick the best thing for your family.
All right. Good enough for me. Thank you, Gianna. Really appreciate it. Give your website one more time.
It is www.familyfuntwincities.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us again this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to take a break. And I think I really want to talk about costumes. You know, costumes have been a big thing for so many years when it comes to Halloween. And I have not seen much of anything. You know, those stores that usually open up, maybe they haven't opened yet, that have all these costumes. But I have not seen the stores. Have you, Jonathan, that have all these costumes? Remember how you just get on the highway, or maybe you would get on going downtown or going to Montgomery Ward somewhere. I don't even know if they still exist. But at the same time, you get in certain areas and you think, wow, where did that store come from? And they've got all the crazy costumes.
Yeah, their Spirit Halloween's up. They've been up for a few weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've gone past a couple of areas where the Spirit Halloween stores have popped up before.
They are still doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And do you see it a lot, like in different areas or... Like it used to be at Rosedale every year, they would make room for it.
Yes. Unfortunately, that area of Rosedale no longer exists.
I heard that.
Yeah. That's
no kidding.
Yeah. It's been torn down for a few months.
Why?
Why? They're doing some other, some different things at that, in that space. I've heard a couple of things, like they may be going toward possibly some sort of living situation out there for people, and I don't exactly know, but I know that the original Spirit Halloween space, which used to be Herberger's,
right,
it's no longer there. It is
gone.
It is air right now.
Wow. And of course the Sears in St. Paul, that gigantic.
Yes.
Right. It's huge. Well, they're actually gonna put a lot of things in there.
They're gonna
lot. Classrooms. You
I hope they can, and I hope they can make that succeed, because it's a big building, big space. It's just empty. You'd like to see something go in there that they could be made use out of.
Right. And there are a lot of buildings that we have that. I mean, if you go into Brooklyn Center, you can see so many dead.
Yes.
Buildings.
Yep.
And the death of a building is a sad thing to see, because it's not just the building. It's the tarp. It's not the tarp, but the asphalt on
the parking lots, and all
everything.
Of that stuff around it.
Everything.
Just, you see the decay of it.
It's hard to see.
It is.
Yet we have so many young people that need to have a place to go.
I agree.
Can you imagine taking one of those big malls out there and saying, okay, this area is for movies, this area is for dances, or, hanging out and getting to know people, that sort of thing. Wouldn't that be cool? But
It'd be nice. You could also look at possibly doing living spaces out there. Everybody says affordable housing. Let's see if we can put some money where our mouth
is. What is affordable housing anymore, really? I don't even know the definition
anymore.
Don't get
me started. I have no idea what affordable means anymore. No clue.
If anybody knows what affordable housing is, can you please give us a call here at CCO at
651-461-9226.
There you go. It's been a pleasure. All right. Coming up next, we, of course, is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We want to make sure you know about it. So stay tuned. We've got some great guests coming on tonight. It is now 8:54 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As you heard us talking about Halloween, I am not a Halloween person. I'm just going to be very upfront with you as always. It's not my thing. I don't want to get dressed up. I would rather take when my children were smaller. Now they're grown people. I would make sure that they had something fun to do. I love the idea of, doing the trunk, where you can decorate the trunk and then you can get a prize or the best one. People judge, and I love that idea. It's simple. It's fun. You look at how creative people are. That's awesome. When it comes to costumes, though, I don't quite get it. The costumes are, usually skanky. I'm just going to say it. It's skanky, right? Come on, Jonathan. You know skanky, right?
I know skanky. What do you mean I know skanky?
You know what skanky is, okay?
I know skanky.
But seriously, where it's inappropriate in the eyes of certain people. Now, some parents don't really care, if their teenagers go out and they are wearing something that others would think was inappropriate.
What I say is this. If it's on Halloween, I don't want to sound like I'm skanky, but I also don't want to sound like I'm a prude. I think if you want to dress up that way for Halloween, I think that's fine. I also believe that people should respect other people's borders as far as their personal space. Just because they may dress that way once a year doesn't mean that you're invited to do anything.
Right.
So that's on that side. Now, if you wear your Halloween costume, let's say in the middle of April, then we may have a problem.
Who does that?
Who knows?
Ooh, have you ever seen it? No.
Well, okay. No. And again, I don't want to sound like a prude. I'm sounding like a prude. No. I'm sounding like I'm judgmental. People
are
going to wear.
You are judgmental. Absolutely.
How am I judgmental? I'm not judgmental in that way. I'm judgmental in other ways, but not that way.
Uh-huh. You'll never tell us any of it.
No, of course not. Exactly. If people can wear what they want to wear, I think it's up to us to, if we're disturbed by it, if it doesn't fit the mold that we think people should do, maybe ask questions, ask why you dress that way or something like that.
No, you don't want to ask that question.
You don't want to ask that question?
You don't want to ask that question.
Okay.
That is for the family. And if the family is one, then it's up to that one person.
Well, again, if you ask a question and say, my family's cool with it, then let it go. Then let it go and let them be who they are.
Okay, so what are you wearing for Halloween this year?
Nothing. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in
25 years.
No, it's been sooner than that. Probably 15.
Have you ever done karaoke while you were in your outfit? Yeah, you have.
I have.
Okay, who were you? What character?
And
come on, tell me. I'm not going to tell anyone.
Lord, I'm going to out myself.
Just,
out myself.
No, you're not
going to
out yourself. No, come on.
I was just talking about this the other day. I was a doctor. I was dressed up as a doctor. And I was out with a couple of my coworkers. I'll tell you the name during the break. It is not appropriate for 2023 radio.
Oh, really?
It isn't.
Really?
It is not.
Okay, are you guys interested? I hope so, because we're going to do it. We're going to do it. All right, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. Just remember that Center Stage is next, and we have a great time in Center Stage. There are a lot of guests that I don't know sometimes, and other times I'm so excited because I know people. But then I get to know the folks I don't know, and it's even better. So stay tuned. Don't go away.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It is now 8:54 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As you heard us talking about Halloween, I am not a Halloween person. I'm just going to be very upfront with you as always. It's not my thing. I don't want to get dressed up. I would rather take when my children were smaller. Now they're grown people. You know, I would make sure that they had something fun to do. I love the idea of, you know, doing the trunk where you can decorate the trunk and then you can get a prize or the best one. You know, people judge. And I love that idea. It's simple. It's fun. You look at how creative people are. That's awesome. When it comes to costumes, though, costumes, I don't quite get it. You know, the costumes are, you know, usually skanky. I'm just going to say it. It's skanky, right? Come on, Jonathan. You know skanky, right?
I know skanky. What do you mean I know skanky?
You know what skanky is, okay?
I know, seriously, skanky.
You know where it's inappropriate in the eyes of certain people. Now, some parents don't really care, you know, if their teenagers go out and they are wearing something that others would think was inappropriate.
What I say is this. If it's on Halloween, I don't want to sound like like I'm skanky, but I also don't want to sound like I'm a prude. I think if you want to dress up that way for Halloween, I think that's fine. I also believe that people should respect other people's borders as far as their personal space. If just because they may dress that way once a year doesn't mean that you're invited to do anything.
Right.
So that's on that side. Now, if you wear your Halloween costume, let's say in the middle of April, then we may have a problem.
Who does that?
Who knows?
Ooh, have you ever seen it? No.
Well, okay.
No.
And again, I don't want to sound like a prude. I don't want to sound like a prude. I'm sounding like a prude.
No.
I'm sounding like I'm judgmental. People
you
are going to wear.
You are judgmental. Absolutely.
How am I judgmental? I'm not judgmental in that way. I'm judgmental in other ways, but not that way.
Uh-huh. You'll never tell us any of it.
No, of course not.
Exactly.
If people can wear what they want to wear, I think it's up to us to, if we're disturbed by it, if it doesn't fit the mold that we think people should do, maybe ask questions, ask why you dress that way or something like that.
No, you don't want to ask that question.
You don't want to ask that question?
You don't want to ask that question.
Okay.
That is for the family. And if the family is one, then it's up to that one person.
Well, again, if you ask a question and say, my family's cool with it, then let it go. Then let it go and let them be who they are.
Okay, so what are you wearing for Halloween this year?
Nothing. I haven't dressed up for Halloween in
25 years.
No, it's been sooner than that, probably 15.
Have you ever done karaoke while you were in your outfit? Yeah, you have.
I have.
Okay, who were you? What character?
Oh,
come on. Tell me. I'm not going to tell anyone.
I'm going to out
myself. I'm not going to tell anyone.
Out myself
on radio. No, you're not going to out yourself. No, come on.
I was just talking about this the other day. I was a doctor. I was dressed up as a doctor. And I was out with a couple of my coworkers.
Dr. Strange or something?
I'll tell you the name during the break. It is not appropriate for 2023 radio.
Oh, really?
It isn't.
Really?
It is not.
Okay, are you guys interested? I hope so, because we're going to do it. We're going to do it. All right, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. Just remember that Center Stage is next, and we have a great time in Center Stage. There are a lot of guests that I don't know sometimes, and other times I'm so excited because I know people. But then I get to know the folks I don't know, and it's even better. So stay tuned. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.